What's up, guys? TruckDriver101.com. Big Ken here. We finna get this going. I gotta get ready for work. So, Ohio will see autonomous trucks this spring. So, basically, there's a technology called platooning. I believe I'm saying that correctly. And what it does allows semi-trucks with collision detection devices. You know, all those drivers out there, you know how good that shit works. Yeah, that stuff that slams on the brakes and signs. Ooh, it's so good. Man, that shit has saved my life so many times. No, it's actually tried to kill me several times as it slams on the brakes in highways and people give me the finger because they want to know, why is that driver slamming on the brakes in front of a bridge? It's not me. It's the truck. You know, that machine you think you can trust in the future. But anyway, let's get back to business. So they're going to allow some type of semi-autonomous program where trucks are going to drive about 50 feet from each other. And this is supposed to save fuel because there's going to be less wind resistance, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be really resistant when that fucking system fails and they slam into each other. Now, again, they use the word autonomous. It's not autonomous. It's not fucking autonomous. It's got drivers behind the wheel. So it's not autonomous. They're going to steer, though. Yeah, because this technology will not fail. Right. Because we all know, we all own cell phones and smartphones. We all know smartphones never screw up, right? Your internet never freezes. Nope, it's perfect. So anyway, it's supposed to use the collision detection devices to drive about 50 feet from each other and then basically go cruising down a highway. It's supposed to be safe, blah, blah, blah. That's basically the gist. They're going to drive so close to each other, it's going to have less wind resistance. And it's going to save fuel mileage because of that. Because, and this is the part I love, they say Ohio's turnpike is perfect for this because it's flat and it's straight. Bullshit and bigger bullshit. Let me explain why. When you get about past exit 81 on Ohio's turnpike, you get massive fucking hills. You may not think you want a hill, but they are. And straight? No, it's not all straight. Okay. This is the problem that most people don't seem to get. Is these pencil neck geeks sitting in the office making up these rules and stuff. That's not going to work. That's not going to work. This system's going to fail. You're going to have a massive accident, and that's going to be some serious wind resistance. Okay. But it's also so lame. It's like, again, it's the same thing. They say autonomous. They're going to put a driver in there. Drivers, the collision detection system, like it fails in my truck, is going to fail in these trucks. They're going to go slamming into each other, and they're going to blame the driver. The driver screwed up. I mean, he must have. Yeah, because they'll all be dead, so they won't be able to testify differently. So, yeah, it's going to, if they call it an evolving vehicle technology known as platooning in the Ohio Turnpike. Platooning involving creating pairs of semi-autonomous trucks, commercial vehicles, as commercial vehicles, what they say, vehicle-to-vehicle communication, allowing the vehicle to travel closer together, which reduces the fuel burn and cuts the wind resistance. The trucks communicate and on braking speed. The trucks will travel 50 feet behind one another and are equipped with a forward collision avoidance system and have a driver in each cab. That's literally everything. I just figured I'd read that part for you so you understood what I was talking about. One, for those who don't know, for this company, platooning creators, the truck is not autonomous because there's a driver in it. Two, right, Ohio's turnpike, not that flat and straight, no. Right, and three, the collision detection devices fail all the time. Just go ask any truck driver, any of them. Anyway, good luck, guys, in the technology world. So if you see a group of trucks driving on the Ohio Turnpike on 80, 50 feet in front of each other, that's not assholes. That's not super truckers. That's technology. Talk to you guys later.